USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The clerk will call the names in groups of four, and senators will present themselves at the desk to sign the oath book.
That's U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as the impeachment of President Trump reaches the Senate. House impeachment managers went to the upper chamber yesterday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff read two articles of impeachment aloud. A Senate trial will determine whether Trump is removed from office, and that's going to begin in earnest on Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Trump said of the entire process yesterday,
"Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that."
The Pentagon originally said there were no casualties, but now admits American troops were injured in Iran's missile attack on two bases in Iraq. At least one of around 11 Americans injured received a traumatic head injury. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Publicly leading Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time since 2012, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying the fact that his nation's missiles were able to strike U.S. targets in Iraq a few weeks ago shows that God is on their side. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the State of the Union address may have to be postponed if the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is still going on February 4th. Yesterday, she said the decision will ultimately be up to President Trump.
He can come that day, and we are prepared to welcome him that day. He could send a printed copy, or he could ask us to postpone it.
Forecasters say ice and snow could create some very dangerous travel conditions across much of the northern U.S. today into the weekend. Storms expected to dump as much as a foot of snow in parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new federal report finds it's not just young people who binge drink, but folks over 35 are hitting the bottle hard.
A new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran's parting ways with the team before ever getting a chance to manage during a game over his role in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. A statement from the team says it was clear to everyone involved it wasn't in anyone's interest to keep him on as manager. Beltran echoed that statement, saying he couldn't let himself be a distraction. He played with the Astros during the 2017 season when the team stole signs from opponents. And pop star Demi Lovato will belt out the national anthem at the Super Bowl next month. She'd been taking a break from performing since an overdose at her home back in 2018. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.